The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Gemara Yevamot. Masechet Yevamot has been dedicated and sponsored by our dear friend Mr. Isaac Jamal and his wife in honor of his family and Hatzlacha Varvaha Mechol Maaseh Yadav. May be Zocheh to raise his children in the ways of the Torah. They should give him much nahat. He should have many more children with health and happiness. Chen v'chesed b'enei Hashem u'b'nei Adam. And he should have beracha b'kol mikol kol. Him and his entire family. Amen. Daftun Aleph. Today's daf is being studied La'inu Nishmat Abraham ben Esther. Ruach Hashem t'nichenu b'gan Eden. Amen. We begin today's daf on Nun Amud Bet, starting with the bottom words, Amar Rava. Amar Rava, Rava says, "My Tama de Rabban Gamliel." What's the reason of Rabban Gamliel? Which means we learned in the Mishnah that in a case of here, where let's say you have a Yavam, and there is let's say two Yevamot, right? Two ladies that fault him. So his rule was en get ahar get, that if he gives a get to one of them, and then he gives a get to the second one, the second get means nothing. Which means it's not going to osir him to her relatives. That get has no bearings. But the get that he gave to the first one has bearings. But the get to the second lady has no bearings. So the Gemara wants to understand what's the rationale of that halakha in get ahar get. So the Gemara says, "My tamad man gamliel demisafke le get," because he has a safek regarding when you give a yevama a get, I dahi, I lo dahi. His safek is, does it push her away totally? Which is considered as if she's really divorced, she does no zikah, or does it not push her off at all? So that's really a safek. Is it all or nothing? That's the way the Rabban Gamliel understands how the get works. Either it's all, meaning when you give the get, it's considered as if you made a Halitza, so to speak, as if you got rid of her, and therefore the second get is nothing. Because once you gave a get to the first one, you don't do anything to the second one, is worthless. Or do you say that no, a get is nothing to Yibama? So if it's not nothing for the first one, it's nothing for the second one as well. So the Gemara says, Ma'amar, and the same thing when it came to Ma'amar, because Rabban Gamliel's language was En Ma'amar Ahar Ma'amar. So he gave a Ma'amar to the first lady. So he says, the second lady, the Ma'amar is not considered anything. So Gemara says, his Safek is Ikane, Ilokane. Which means, his Safek is Ma'amar, all or nothing again. Is it Kone totally, so to speak, as much as it can? Or is it not Kone at all? Now the Gemara explains the sides. Idahe, Ilodahe. On the side of a get, is it Toche or not? Which means, does it push away the lady? Is it considered like a halitza or not? Now, if you're saying that the get that he gave the first lady pushes her away, so batra my kavit, so he didn't do anything to the second one. So therefore, the second one's not going to be asura because she's not considered mikudesh. Therefore, the relatives are not going to be asura. And if you tell me that they didn't do anything to the first one, so batra namelo dache. So it's not going to do anything to the second lady as well. Now we go to the Ma'amar side. Ma'amar, ikane, ilokane. Ikamakane. If you tell me that the Ma'amar in the first lady was kone, it's like he's married to, so batra, my kavit. So the second one does nothing. So therefore, it's not going to be oserar. The second one's not going to oser the first one. The ikamalokane, batra, namelokane. All or nothing. And if the first one does nothing, so therefore the second one does nothing as well. So that's basically the shita of Rabban Gamliel. So now the Gemara asks a question on this logic. Etibe Abaye. Abaye asks a question. Umode Rabban Gamliel. Rabban Gamliel now is going to give us four cases. These are the four cases. Umode Rabban Gamliel. Sheyesh get ahar ma'amar. Which means there is a get after ma'amar. So if he makes ma'amar to one lady, then he can make a get to the second, which means the get that he makes to the second, although he says no get ahar get, but he does say in this braita that you can have a get after a ma'amar. That means the ma'amar came first, and then he gave a get to the other lady. And therefore the deed is going to be, the fact that he gave a get to the second lady, it's posel the first one, which is he's not going to be able to make yibum now on the ma'amar lady, because bottom line, he made chalitza, like a chalitza that he made on the second one through the get, and he's going to be asur in both relatives now. It's going to be asur on the relatives of the first one, asur on the relatives of the second one. That's case number one. Uma amar ahar a get. That's the exact opposite case. Where he gave a get to the first one, they gave him amar to the second one. So therefore, the baalat ma'amar is going to need a get. Okay? Because bottom line, it's a case where the get came first and the ma'amar came second. Now, we get to the third case. The get ahar bi'a uma amar. That case over there is where he made a ma'amar, a bi'a, and then a get. Three ladies. He did a ma'amar to one lady, he did a bi'a to the second lady, and then he gave a get to the third lady. Which means, in this case over here, the get that he gave to the third lady is hal. Which means he's going to be asut our relatives, even though it was after a bi'a. Which means, here's the chidush of Rabban Gamliel. He gave, let's say, ma'amar to the first lady. There's three ladies over there. He gave ma'amar to the first one. Okay, ma'amar, no problem. Then he gave, made bi'ah to the second lady. Also, we would think, once you make a bi'ah, maybe it's over. But he says, no. After you made the bi'ah, there's still a zikah, that if you went to a third lady and gave her a get, the get is going to be hal that she becomes, her relatives become asur. We're going to have to see why that's so. Fourth case, uma'amar ahar bi'ah get. That is case number four, where he gave a get to one, bi'ah again is in the middle, the second lady, and then he gave a ma'amar to the third lady.
First.
So in this, no, it's get, bi'ah, and then ma'amar. That is case number four, as we will see clearly in...
Sorry.
The fourth case, the Gemara says again, uma'amar ahar bi'ah v'get, which means he did over here a ma'amar last, after was preceded by a get and a bi'ah. That preceded a bi'ah, that was preceded by a get. So that's a get, a bi'ah, and a ma'amar. In any event, in those cases over there, all these four cases, Rabban Gamliel says, and we're mainly focusing really on the last two cases, when it comes to the case over the bi'ahs in the middle, that even though there was a bi'ah that was done, we're still saying that the get that follows it, or the ma'amar that follows it, is going to have a halut. So the Gemara analyzes now. Now here's the question. If Rabban Gamliel has a sefik, how do you consider a ma'amar? Is a ma'amar considered like a kinyan, totally, or is it considered nothing? Which means then we should consider the bi'ah like a bi'ah l'chatahila, v'tikneh, and therefore it should be koneh totally, and nothing should be able to follow it. And I explain to you the question. Gemara says like this, let's say you have the safek of Rabban Gamliel. Is ma'amar all, or is it nothing? Let's assume that ma'amar is everything. I mean, it works. So once already he made ma'amar to the first lady, it's over. And therefore, I don't care if he made a bi'ah after, or he gave a get to the third, nothing should be hal after. If you say ma'amar is koneh, it's over. If you say ma'amar is not koneh, so the ma'amar is nothing, the next move he made was bi'ah, that's considered bi'ah l'chatahila. What's the deen of bi'ah l'chatahila? Everybody agrees bi'ah l'chatahila is koneh, so the get that follows it should be nothing as well. So, b'manafshach, Rabban Gamliel, if you hold it's all or nothing, these cases do not make sense. Well, let's go the other way, the get case. He gave a get first. If you tell me that a get is considered a total halitza, you got rid of it, so not anything that follows it is worthless. Not the bi'ah, and not the ma'amar. If you tell me the get is, does nothing, so the get was useless, so the bi'ah is the first thing he did. Bi'ah is koneh, and then the ma'amar that he did after is nothing as well. So for Rabban Gamliel, the way Rava explained him, Abaye questions, the way you're explaining Rabban Gamliel doesn't make any sense. You cannot tell me that he learns it's get means it's either all or nothing, and ma'amar is all or nothing. Because if that's the case, why did Rabban Gamliel give these cases away? Well, he did three things. Where he did a ma'amar, a bi'ah, and then a get, or a get, and a bi'ah, and a ma'amar, where he said that the ma'amar, or the get, following the bi'ah is something, which means it's hal. What do you mean? Mimbanafshach, it should not be hal. So comes the Gemara and revamps the opinion of Rabban Gamliel. Elam Arabaye, le'olam shita le Rabban Gamliel, beget, de'dache, u'ma'amar, de'kaneh. Oh. No sefik. Rabban Gamliel says, a get pushes her away. It's like a halitza. Which means once you give the get, it's over. Nothing to talk about. And he also holds when you make a ma'amar, it's koneh. It's not a safek. Nothing to talk about. That's why he holds these cases. Oh, so then we have a question. Mihu. However, Amur Rabbanan, but the rabbi said, Hayibama behad sad mehani baget, ubehad sad mehani ba ma'amar. Which means, when a person makes a ma'amar, it only works on half the lady. Which means his power, as if we split the lady, so to speak. Which means when he makes ma'amar, he's koneh up to his power that he can be koneh, up to half. When he gives get to the lady as well, so it pushes her away up to his ability that he can, up to half. I'll explain to you what this means. Therefore, the Gemara says, get achar get lo dahi. Therefore, a get after a get cannot be there, because once the guy gives a get, he released that side already. Therefore, the second get, you're going back to that side. That side was released already. So the second get is not going to be hal. And for that matter, dehad dacha lekama, because the first one pushed it away. Uma'amar achar ma'amar lo kaneh, because when he makes ma'amar, he's koneh on that half of the lady, let's say. His strength went in on that side. And therefore, dehad kaneh lekama. Therefore, when the first one was koneh, you can't be koneh that side already. He was koneh as much as he can. Therefore, en get achar get, en ma'amar achar ma'amar. However, get achar ma'amar u'ma'amar achar get, hay miltaka dachay v'hay miltaka kaneh. Which means when you have a get, let's say, right? So get, he pushed away up to half, but the half of it is still eligible. So when the guy makes the ma'amar, after he's able to make a ma'amar on the other half, and therefore it's still available. The other way as well, guy makes a ma'amar. So therefore, half of her is nikniteh, but half of her is not. Therefore, the get that goes after that can be pushed away. The lady on that half aside. Mashiach, when it comes to ma'amar and a ma'amar, and a get and a get, it's both sides colliding with each other. But look at the way that she explains, that she says this clearly, we'll read it inside. Let's read the Rashi Dibura Matril Ela. Ela pshita le deget dahe ksat uma'amar kane ksat. Really, I'm going to tell you that the get pushes away part of the lady, and ma'amar is kone part of the lady. Hilkach, now watch. Bi'ash shel achareen ena tehila. Therefore, we're not going to consider the bi'ah after a ma'amar or a get the beginning. It's not the beginning. Because bottom line, it does something. Our whole question was based on, if you tell me it's all or nothing, so never what the if you tell me it's nothing, so the bi'ah is the first, the beginning. It's just bi'ah b'ketaylah. No, we're not saying it's that. We're really saying that the ma'amar or the get does something. It's koneh up to a certain extent, or it's doheh to a certain extent. Umiyu may ta'ama yesh ma'amar achar get, veget achar ma'amar, ve'en ma'amar achar ma'amar, ve'lo get achar get. So why do we say, but there's a get after ma'amar, and a ma'amar after a get, but not get achar get, not ma'amar after ma'amar? Rabbanan behad sad mehani baget l'tchot chetzia, behad sad mehani ba ma'amar l'knot chetzia. Which means, when a person makes a get, he pushes away half, and there's still half available. The ma'amar is able to be koneh to the half. Or the opposite, when he makes a ma'amar, he's able to be koneh half, and then the get is able to push away to the half. Masha'en, can look at the next Rashi. Get achar get lo dachay dehad dachal lekamah. Kol kowach get, which is all the strength of the get that he has on that half aside, let's say, was used by the first guy. So then when the second guy comes to give the get, they're not left. Hilkach lav klumu, umuta beklobotea. Vechen ma'amar, achar ma'amar, da kana kama kol kowach ma'amar. For example, look at it this way, the ma'amar has a certain strength, certain power. Once the first guy makes ma'amar, he used all, he was koneh all that you can be koneh in this lady. So there's nothing left for the second guy to make a ma'amar on. He was koneh all what he has. Or the first guy makes a get. Gives a get, he released all that his power was to release. Now you're giving a second get on what? On what side? Whatever was able to be released was released by the first guy. So for the second get is not a get. When a guy gives a get first, okay, so whatever he was able to release, he released. But there's still part of that can be nikni. That's why ma'amar can follow it, and therefore the ma'amar is going to be koneh. And therefore that's the way Abaye is learning Rabban Gamliel, which is now, if you go back to the Mishnah and you want to understand the Rabban Gamliel's Shita, and get achar get, because the power to release already was used by the first one. The first one, the Yabam, it's only one Yabam, let's say. Yabam made, there's two ladies that felt it, right? He made the get to the first one. So once he makes a get to the first lady, whatever power he had to release, he released it. And whatever power there had to be mekabel this get, she accepted it. Therefore, let's say, the way that she's saying it, his strength went in half of her, let's say. Now the guy comes along the again, and he gives a get to the second. Which means, already your strength of get already was used. You can't give your kala anymore. Which means whatever you used already on the first lady. And get, so the second get is doesn't have any hold. Masha'en can, in the case where, let's say, made a get first. So now, after he makes the get, technically, part of that lady still has a free side to her. She's the only, the get was only going on half a side of her. But the other side, therefore, for Ma'amar follows that. It's followed by that. Therefore, the Ma'amar can be ha. That's the way he's saying it. So let's read that inside again. I want to read it inside again from Amar El Amar Abaye. Le'olam peshita le'el Rabban Gimel beget de'dahi u'mamar de'kani. Will I tell you the get has the ability to be doher, and the Ma'amar has the ability to be kone. There's no question about that. Miu Amura Banan, but the Rachamish Lagas. Hayy Bama behad sad on one side, mehani baget. The get is eligible enough. Ubehad sad on the other side, mehani ba ma'amar. So get achar get, however, when it comes to the get achar get, lo dahi, does not push away, tehad dahal le kama. Because when the first one gave the get, already pushed her away. Uma'amar achar ma'amar lo kane. Da kane le kama. Because the first kinyan of the ma'amar already was kone as much as it can. Get achar ma'amar u'ma'amar al get, hay milta kadahev, hay milta kakane. That's the way Abaye is understanding. Our assumption till now in the back game, in the way that Abaye explained it, is the all or nothing rule. The all or nothing rule Abaye says cannot be, based on the question that he asked in the Braita. So now it's not the all or nothing rule. The rule is always going to be that really Ma'amar is kone, and therefore since it's kone, it can be also followed by a bi'ah, and then the bi'ah is not going to be finish it in totality. Therefore, you're going to, if he makes a ma'amar or get after, it's going to be ha, like we said in those cases. Okay, now we go to the way the rabbis interpret. The rabbanan kol had ve'had tekinu rabbanan get u'ma'amar b'yibama. Okay, the hakamim say that really yesh get ahar get and yesh ma'amar ahar ma'amar. That's shita of the hakamim. How do they look at it? They look at it differently. They say that each person has a power on each lady. They don't look at it as if you have it only on the first. You have a power of get on the first lady, and you have a power of get on the second lady. So therefore, yesh get ahar get. Which means when I made the get on the first lady, whatever power I had for get is on this one. Now there's a different lady. This is the co-wife. And therefore I have a power as well. So yesh get ahar get. And therefore the same thing with ma'amar. The power that happened the first, that happened the power of the second lady. So therefore that's the way that Banan, well, therefore they hold yesh ma'amar, ahar ma'amar. Look at Rashi. Rashi's language, v'rabbanan. V'rabbanan de peligah alid rabban gamliel. Da'am yesh get ahar get. Amila kol ad v'ad min hayibamin. Teknu le rabbanan get u ma'amar bechol hayibamot. Hilkach leka lememar kama dacha kol koach haget, which means when the first guy makes the get, we don't say that he got rid of all the power of the get. The kama kol koach haget dideh deit lemaki bama hu dacha, which means he only got rid of his koach, let's say in the first yibama. Aval koach get dachu da'ava be'aki bama ve'koach gita dideh b'sirata lo dacha ve'chen in yamamar, which means according to the banan, it's only doche when he's able to be doche. But it doesn't dohe the gabe the second. Moran says, now another rule. Abaye continues to explain the shita of Rabban Gamliel. Now again, one of the cases that we learned in the Braita of Rabban Gamliel was that if you have a get and then a bi'ah, the ma'amar will be hal. You have a get to one lady. So once you give a get to one lady, he's going to hold now that the ma'amar can be hal. Even though there's a bi'ah in between, that bi'ah doesn't break.
It's not
everything, that bi'ah still holds, there's still a zikah over there after the bi'ah, and if a person makes a ma'amar, afterwards the ma'amar will be hal. Or he makes a get afterwards, the get will be hal. So the Gemara says...
The first one?
I'm going back to the last two cases of the Bible.
On the first woman,
he did...
He's making the ma'amar.
He made a ma'amar, bi'ah, or get, or get, bi'ah, and ma'amar.
Three.
Either way.
The ma'amar is on the first woman? It goes back?
Third, there's three ladies. Ma'amar, get, ma'amar, bi'ah. Bi'ah's in the middle. Ma'amar, bi'ah, get, or get, ma'amar, get, bi'ah, ma'amar. Fine. So comes the Gemara and says, v'hai bi'ah pisula. Now this is a bi'ah pisula, obviously. Because what's pshat bi'ah pisula? Whenever a bi'ah is followed by a get or a ma'amar, it's considered a weak bi'ah. Because really, technically, he made a ma'amar to the first lady. Or he made a get. So therefore, technically, it's over. So really, this bi'ah is not considered a strong bi'ah. So he says, v'hai bi'ah pisula adifa mima'amar. In one sense, it's stronger than a ma'amar. V'gri'a mima'amar. And in one sense, it's weaker than a ma'amar. In what sense? Adifa me ma'amar. It's stronger than a ma'amar. De'ilu ma'amar ahar ma'amar lo mehaneh. Because according to Rabban Gamliel, a ma'amar after a ma'amar is nothing. Jeez, once he makes a ma'amar in the first lady, the second ma'amar is worthless. However, ve'ilu bi'ah ahar ma'amar mehaneh. However, bi'ah after a ma'amar is mehaneh, which means one of the cases it was a ma'amar and then there's a bi'ah. And we said what? The bi'ah is something, which means it doesn't break the zikah. So therefore, while a ma'amar after a ma'amar is nothing, the second ma'amar, however, a bi'ah after a ma'amar is ma'aneh, meaning it is something. From the fact that Rabban Gamliel gave that case, ma'amar, the bi'ah, and then again, so you see that the bi'ah is something. It's worse than a ma'amar. In what case? The ilu ma'amar ahar get kani lechudishi without the get. When you have, let's say, a ma'amar after a get, so the ma'amar is koneh whatever the get left over. However, ilu bi'ah ahar get. However, when you have a bi'ah after a get, lo kanyale lechudishi without the get. In that case, over there, the bi'ah is not koneh whatever the get left over. And there, why? Because we said clearly he can make a ma'amar afterwards. There's still something left over here, which means he made a get. So in Chaday, once you make a bi'ah, it fill whatever's the get didn't fill up, the bi'ah should fill up. That's not so, because even if he made a bi'ah, he can still make a ma'amar afterwards. So in that sense, it is considered bi'ah har ma'amar. Gri'ah is less than a ma'amar. Whereas a ma'amar, when a person makes a ma'amar, and then it's followed by a get, so the get fills up everything that the ma'amar cannot fill up. Ma'amar only fills up half the side, let's say, and then the get is now able to release the other side that the ma'amar was not koneh. So then it's over. However, in the case of the bi'ah, where he gave, let's say, a get first, right? Then he made the bi'ah, it's not koneh the other half, because he can make a ma'amar afterwards. So if we see in that sense, the bi'ah pisula is weaker than a ma'amar. Comes the Gemara, says Tanu Rabbanan. I go further in the Baraita. Ketzad amar Rabban Gamliel en get ahar get. What's the case that Rabban Gamliel said that there's no get ahar get? Shtei yibamot shenafdu l'tnei yabam echad. Let me get to the cases now. You have two yibamot, two ladies. They fell in front of one yabam. V'natan get lazu v'get lazu. He gave a get to both of them. Rabban Gamliel omer choletz rishona. And now he says clearly, he has to make a halitza to the first one. Because get is not enough, he has to make a halitza. Ve'asur bikrobot, and therefore he becomes forbidden to her relatives. Because bottom line, now she is considered the halutza. Umutar bikrovet shinia. And he's permissible with the relatives of the second one, since the get was nothing. Now, as she points out over here, that he could have made halitza on the second lady as well. She can make halitza on either of the ladies. As a matter of fact, for sure we can make halitza on the second lady because she's definitely connected to him. The first lady is less connected because already he gave a get. Where the second lady is really connected to him, totally. So the Hiddush, why the Gemara doesn't say to give the second lady a get? Because once you give the second lady a get, then both ladies, their families are going to be asur. The first lady's family is going to be asur because you gave her a get. And the second lady is going to be asur because now she's a halutza. Her family is going to be asur. So therefore the Rabban Gamliel just gives you the case where you make the halitza to the first lady, Because anyway, her family's asur. Because once she gave the get, the family's her relatives are asur. So then give her the halitza as well. Why should she give the halitza to the second lady and also her family now? So therefore, give the halitza to the first lady. Halitza tova kamash malan. V'achamim omrim natan get lezu v'get lezu asur bekrovet shtehen v'halitza le'achat mehem. Hakamim say that you give a get to both of them, so you asur to both families, and he has to give a halitza to one of them. V'chen ata omer, similarly the case is b'shnei yibamim b'yibama achat. Well, you have two yibamim, two men, two brothers, and one yibam. Same case. One guy gave a get, the other guy gave a get. The same laws will apply. Ketzad amar Rabbi Gamliel in ma'amar achar ma'amar. What's the case of Rabbi Gamliel that said there's no ma'amar after ma'amar? Shtei yibamot shenaflu lefnei yibam echad. You have two yibamot, they fell in front of one yibam. Ba'asa ma'amar bezu, ma'amar bezu. And he made ma'amar to each one respectively. Rabbi Gamliel omer, notin get l'rishona. Well, he needs a get. Give a get to the first one because the ma'amar is hal. V'chol etzlan. Give her a halitza as well. The asur bekrobotea. And of course he's forbidden with the relatives. Umuta bekrobet shiniya. And he can marry the relatives of the second one because the ma'amar is nothing. V'achamim omrim. And achamim say, notin get l'shten. Because they say there's ma'amar after ma'amar. And therefore he has to give a get to both of them. Asur bekrobet shten. He's asur to both of their relatives, because they're most considered now they're Megureshet, and therefore it's asur to marry the relatives of the Megureshet. The Halitza lahatmen, but you have to break the Zika by a Halitza. And similarly, you find the same case with two Yibamim, two brothers fall to one Yibama. Amar Mor, the Gemara analyzes what we just said. Natan get lezu veget lezu. Yeah, he gave a get to both of them. Rabban Gamliel Omer, Choletz Ladishona. He makes a halitza to the first one, ve'asur bekrobotea, and obviously that becomes forbidden to her relatives, umutar bekrobet shiniya, that is permissible to the relatives of the second lady, because since the get was not considered a get, and you didn't give her a halitza, so therefore there's no problem with her relatives. Comes Gemara says, le'matevet yufta deshmuel, let this be a question against Shmuel. Why would Shmuel say that? Why Shmuel? Halatz the ba'alat get lo niftera sara. Shmuel has a deed like this. Let's say you have two ladies fall to one guy, similar to this case, and he gave a get to one of those ladies. So then already he says that you cannot give a halitza to that lady. You have to give a halitza to the co-wife. Why? Because where's the stronger halitza? The stronger halitza is going to be on the co-wife, because you didn't break anything. And therefore the rule of Shmuel is when you have two halitzot to make and you want to poter these ladies, you got to make the halitza on the stronger one. Oh, so you see clearly my girl's not going like Shmuel, because he said you can give the halitza to the ba'ala to get. How the ba'ala to get is going to poter the co-wife? So you see a question that the ma'al is not going, doesn't go like the shita. Oh, well, actually really a question on Shmuel. Shmuel, the Amora. What do you do with this opinion of Rabban Gamliel that says you can even make it on the Ba'ala Taget? Amalecha Shmuel. So what can answer? Ki amri ana alibad amar yesh alibad man damar yesh zika. The Rabban Gamliel savar in zika. Of course, Shmuel will say, I'm going to quote the opinion that says yesh zika, which means there's a rule. Yesh zika means when a lady's husband dies, automatically there's a zika. There's a bond between that lady and the brother. Or if there's two brothers, there's a bond between both them. Now if you hold yesh zika, so then we're going to say like this. To break a zika, you have to use the stronger halitza to break the zika. You cannot break a strong zika with a weak halitza. So therefore, he's going to tell me, if you gave a get to one of them, now that halitza is a weak halitza. You want to break a strong zika on the co-wife with a weak halitza, not going to work. If we have to make the halitza on the co-wife, on the tzara. However, if you don't hold zika, like Rabban Gamliel, he doesn't know this business of zika, which means when a lady's husband dies, she falls to Yibum, but there's no strong bond. So therefore, anyway you break it, which is even if you use the ba'ala to get and you give her a halitza, which is the weaker of the two, doesn't matter, you're not breaking a strong bond because there's no zika anyway from the co-wife to the yabam. So therefore, if Rabban Gamliel will hold that what in zika, and therefore you can even use the halitza girua, the inferior halitza, to break the connection. Now the Gemara says, Umed Rabban Gamliel savar en zika. Now we're talking about Rabban Gamliel holds what? En zika. Rabbanan savar yes zika. So we're going to assume that the rabbis that argue on Rabban Gamliel in the Mishnah, maybe they hold yes zika. Now there's really no reason why we should assume that they hold yes zika. The Gemara just saying, well, if they hold, if the Magna says enzika, so it must be the rabbis hold yeshika. Again, the Rashi says there's no reason why we should think that. We're just asking a question, just because they're arguing on Rabbi Gamliel, so maybe they argue on this subject also. So the Gemara says, "Mekatani sefer," but we have a problem, because when did it say at the end of the Mishnah, "Vechen ata omer b'shnei yivamim v'ibama ahat," which means we have a similar case. We have two yivama, two brothers, fall to with one lady. Means one yivama is available to make yibum, and you have two brothers. Alright, what was the case? So what do we say that according to Hakamim, what did they say in that case? If let's say you had yesh get achar get, that's Hakamim hold, and yesh ma'amar achar ma'amar. So let's speak it out. Let's speak it out in the case over here where you'd say, let's say yesh get achar get. So now you have two brothers. One guy made a get, so it's considered a get. And now the second brother made a get, that's also considered a get. And therefore now both of them are going to be asur to her relatives. But now you need a halitza. Okay, so what's the din of the hakamim? One of them has to make a halitza to break the zika. Oh, so comes the Gemara and says, if that's the case, how you're learning, we have a problem. Why? What did Ravuna Amar Rav say? Tamar Ravuna Amar Rav, halitza pesula siricha lahzor al kol ahin. We have an opinion that we learned earlier in the Masechet. When you have a weak halitza, this case would be a weak halitza. Why? Because bottom line, you gave a gift to both ladies over here. So therefore, the halitza that you're making, you made on both. Both brothers made a gittin on this lady. Therefore, the halitza is a weak halitza because there was a get that preceded it. So therefore, we have a rule. When you have two brothers, in a case like this, according to Rabba Rav Huna, both have to make halitza. We do not allow a weak halitza to poter the brother's obligation. And therefore, Rabba Rav Huna, you see, they're not arguing on you. Because they all, we're assuming they hold yesika. And if they hold yesika, what are we saying in the case of the two brothers? Just one of them give a halitza. No. Rabba Rav Huna says, on a weak halitza, one brother's weak halitza is not going to put there the other brother's halitza obligation. Therefore, both have to give. So therefore, Rabba Rav, you have a question. How could you learn the Rabbanan? Amadecha Rabba Rav Huna, ben Rabba Gamliel, ben Rabbanan Savi, en zika. I'll tell you that Rabbanan also hold enzika. You don't get that involved in the machloket over there. The machloket is only gabeh, get the har, get the ma'amar, har ma'amar. But the machloket was not by zika. Ba'akha, beget, har, get, ma'amar, har ma'amar, kabet ligi. And therefore, if you hold enzika, so therefore, there's no problem of anything being weak over here. Because the only assumption where we said, according to Rabbanan Rav Huna, that if you have a weak halitza, so both brothers have to do it. That was only on the assumption where, let's say, you hold yesika. So there's a strong bond over here. There was a strong bond initially. And now it became weak because a get was given. So then he held that each brother has to give a halitza respectively. But if you hold enzika, then even Abba Rav Huna would agree that what one brother can be put because the whole thing is weak. Because if you hold enzika, so therefore it's not a strong halitza in the first place. Because there's no zika. Therefore, we can even allow one brother to make this halitza, and therefore you have no problem. And therefore we'll say Rabbanan hold in zika. So that was just a question that the Gemara asked, but the Gemara answers very simply, in zika. Comes the Gemara and says, Amar Mor. Now he asks another question. Asa ma'amar bezu, ma'amar bezu. Okay, that's the case of Rabban Gamliel. What do we say? Make ma'amar on both of them. So Rabban Gamliel says what? No, ten get rishona. Let him give a get to the first lady. Beholetz, then give a halitza to her as well. Ve'asu beklobotea. And then he's forbidden to our relatives. Umutar beklobot chiniyan. He's permissible to the second lady because the ma'amar is considered nothing. Kevaras mechti kasamar Rabban Gamliel and ma'amar achar ma'amar rishona namet tityabim. Oh, it's a good question. Which means why you tell me on the first lady you have to make halitza? Like on the first lady, he should even be able to make yibum. He made ma'amar to the first lady. That's it. She's her. She's his. Finished. He locked her up. The next ma'amar that he makes is nothing. Because en ma'amar ahar ma'amar. Beautiful. So therefore, let him go make yibum to the first lady now. Why do we say he has to make a halitzata? Let him consummate it. Let him actually make a bi'ah. There's nothing stopping him. Gemara says, you're right, but there's a gezerah. Dilma atili yibume l'shiniyah. We're worried that if we let him make yibum to the first lady, he might make yibum to the second lady. And what's going to be the problem if he makes yibum to the second lady? Because you're not allowed to make yibum on both ladies. You're not allowed to acquire both ladies. You're only allowed to acquire one. Because he made mamad on the first one.
No, you're saying he's going to make the...
On the second one.
Both or with the second?
No, with the second one. No, the only, but that's considered two ladies because he made mamad on the first one.
Right.
And beyond the second. It's one bi'ah. So therefore, we're concerned. We don't want beyond this case. Because we let him make beyond the first lady, which really is permissible. Right. He might make beyond the second lady. Now he took both of them. When two ladies fall from one brother, you're only allowed to take one of the two. Here he's technically taking two of the two because he took maybe my mom the first one, he made beyond the second one. So therefore, the Hakamim, because like Gezerah, they said, you know what? No bi'ah. How about Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Shammai, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon, Uben Azai, Rabbi Nechamya. All these rabbis, Kulus, Viranehu, Ma'amar, Kone, Kinyan, Gamur. All these rabbis hold the same shita. That when a man makes ma'amar on a yibama, it's kone, as much as it can be kone. Which means it's a considered a kinyan. We do not discount this ma'amar. It makes a kinyan. So now the Gemara is going to explain. To what extent and where do we see their opinions? Well, Rabban Gamliel had the Amran. Well, Rabban Gamliel will learn to the Minim Mishnah. And ma'amar, ahar ma'amar. So what does that teach you? That the first ma'amar is kone, whatever it can be kone, the full amount. And then for the second ma'amar is nothing. And therefore... The lady that he made the ma'amar to, her relatives become asur to the yavam, where the second lady is permissible, it's nothing, the ma'amar is nothing. So then we see the ma'amar is kone, according to the Rabban Gamliel. That was the next shita. Bet Shammai, where do you see Bet Shammai that ma'amar is kone? We learned in the previous Mishnah, Shiloshach, you have three brothers, Shnayim mehem misrim neshtei achayot. Two of them are married to two sisters. And then three brothers, two married to two sisters. Ve'echad mufne. The third brother is single. Okay, one of the brothers that were married to one of the sisters was called Reuven Shimon and Levi. Reuven Shimon married to two sisters, Levi is single. Reuven dies, so now what happens? So Levi made ma'amar on Reuven's wife, the first wife. And then Shimon died. So therefore, technically what? His wife also should fall to Yibum to Levi, because Levi is the only living brother now. What does Bet Shammai say? Bet Shammai would him ishto emmo. Levi already has a wife. Levi already has this lady's sister. He made ma'amar, and ma'amar is considered a full fledged wife. And therefore, behalazu tetsa mishum ha'otisha. And Shimon's wife that fell, nothing. She goes out because Levi cannot marry her because she's considered his wife's sister. And ha'otisha is asur. So what do you see according to Bet Shammai? Ma'amar is considered a kinyan gamur. To the extent that when Shimon dies, his wife does not fall at all to Levi because she's a hotisha. Levi can't do anything with her. So we say, Shimon's wife, she goes free, and Levi stays with his wife. Why? Because Ma'amar, according to Bet Shammai, is kone kinyan gamur. Let's go to the next shita. Rabbi Shimon, Netanya, we have a bright the name of Rabbi Shimon. Amadu Rabbi Shimon Hagamim. Rabbi Shimon tells Hagamim. Now we're discussing a case over here where you have a bi'ah of a Katan. Well, let's say you have a... Well, let's read it in Nashi, this case. Amar lehem Rabbi Shimon. We're reading it in Nashi. Like in the middle there. Lekama beperek ha'isha rabba. Ben teshach shanim v'yom echad. Let's say you have a boy that's 9 years old and one day. Haba al yibimto. He went with the yibama. He was one of the brothers, right? He made the yibum. Vechazar uba achid ben teshach shanim v'yom echad. And his other brother was also 9 years and one day, also made bi'ah with the same yibama. Pesula al yado. So now, both of them made...
Same age?
Yeah, same twins. They both made bi'ah on the same yibama. So now, what's the deen? Pesula al yado. The bi'at min tesh shanim kemamar shavyua rabbanan. Which means, we look at a bi'ah of a minor, of a 9-year-old, the hakamim gave that bi'ah a status of a ma'amar. And therefore, when both make bi'ah on this yibama, it's considered like ma'amar, achar, ma'amar. And therefore, ma'av yudeh ma'amar, achar, ma'amar. And according to Rabbanan, there is ma'amar, achar, ma'amar. And therefore what? U'mikudeshet af l'sheni. According to the Hakamim, this kedushin even to the second one. U'pasla af l'rishon. And therefore, the first one is pasul as well. Because now they're both considered made ma'amar. Kerabbanan, amri yesh ma'amar, achar, ma'amar. So on this case over here, Rabbi Shimon made lo pasla. Rabbi Shimon said no. In this case of here, where the 2 9-year-olds went with the same yibama, well, you want to call the yibama the katana. Sorry, yibama the katan. You want to consider the bi'ah of a katan like ma'amar, and therefore the banan will say what? Bottom line, you have the two brothers, one made Ma'amar, one made Ma'amar, Yesh Ma'amar, Ahar Ma'amar, and therefore they both have to give a get, and they both become a suit to this lady. Rabbi Shimon comes on the argues. Next Rashi. Amar Rabbi Shimon. Actually, let's read that inside the Gemara first. Amar Lehem Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon comes along and says, if you want to consider the bi'ah of the first kid a bi'ah, bi'at sheni in a bi'ah. So the second bi'ah is not a bi'ah. Right there, there's your proof. Which means, if you tell me the first one is considered a bi'ah, which means that's considered like a ma'amar, so finish, it's koneh. The second bi'ah is nothing. Therefore, technically, he means the first one is done, and the second one has no bearings.
That's good though.
No, it's nothing. Can I? Oh, so they asked me. We'll get to that question in a second. That's Rashi's question. V'im bi'at lishon ena bi'ah. And if you're going to tell me the bi'ah, the first one is not a bi'ah, because maybe it's considered a bi'ah for katan. If you don't consider bi'ah for katan a bi'ah, so bi'at sheni nami en bi'ah. Therefore, the second one's also not a bi'ah. And therefore, the Gemara says bi'ah bi'ah bintesha dechma amar shavira banan. The rabbis considered the bi'ah the bintesha like a ma'amar v'kamar. And what did the Bishimon say? V'kamar the Bishimon ena bi'ah. Meaning, if you're going to consider the first one a bi'ah, that means you consider the first one a ma'amad, the second one is nothing. So therefore you see what, and therefore what? The second bi'ah that the brother did cannot posel this lady to the brother. It's nothing. Now you're going to ask the question, what do you mean? Zanut. Right. Which means the chaura, we have a law that if, let's say now, this lady committed zanut over, she's submitted to the first brother. Forget about the laws of Yibum, because she went with another man. So Rashi answers this question, right? Then Rashi, it's worse. So therefore, but it's really zanut. Which any like that, there was ma'amar over here. Now she went with somebody else. So the explanation that she says is, which is very difficult to understand, but his language is, let's just read it inside. I'm going to quote you the lashon of Rashi. Ena isha nesinet al ba'ala ela al eske kinui vestila. She says, the only time you can hold a lady responsible for Eshet Ish, which is going to be as soon as only where her husband warned her first, and she was secluded.
Oh, wow.
Now, in this case, there was none of that. But the rabbi said, what are you talking about? If you have witnesses, I don't need seclusion, I don't need anything. Seclusion is only in a case where you don't have witnesses. But if you have witnesses that you went and did this, there's nothing greater than that. So the Mephi, she wanted to say that you have to say the second brother went with her, she was Shogeg. She didn't do it on purpose. And therefore, when you go with Shogeg, doesn't make a isu to the original husband. So therefore, the case bottom line according to the Mishnah was like this: she had a lady, 1 year bama, she fell to these two brothers. They're both 9 years old. According to Hachemim, they say they both had bi'ah. It's considered ma'amar, har ma'amar. Both of them are asur. According to the Bishimon, he says no. If the first ma'amar is considered ma'amar, if the bi'ah of a katan of 9 years old is considered a bi'ah, so the first one is considered, it's his yibamana, the second one is nothing. Meaning does not have the ability to be posel. Proof positive that you see according to Rabbi Shimon, ma'amar is koneh, ve'en ma'amar achar ma'amar. Side point, as she says, what do you mean? But once she went with the second one already, she's considered zonah, she's a suit to the first one. No, she's not. Either way, we explain it, because she only went bishogeg with the second one. She didn't have the intention of his nut, or you have to say according to Rashi that Ishtish does not become an Ishtish in this case because there wasn't a kinu in Ishtira. Comes to Gemara that gives the next Shita. Ben Azai. How do you know Ben Azai? Shita de Tanya. Ben Azai Omer, Yesh Ma'amar Ahar Ma'amar Bishne Yevamin Vimama Ahat. Ben Azai said like this. There is Ma'amar Ahar Ma'amar when you have two different Yevamin. These two different brothers. One makes ma'amar on the lady, another makes ma'amar on the lady. Then he says, yes, ma'amar achar ma'amar. However, ve'en ma'amar achar ma'amar b'shtei yibamot v'yabam echad. But when there's only one yabam, with two yibamot, en ma'amar achar ma'amar. That's the case of, again, shtei yibamot v'yabam echad. That's like the case of, one of the cases of Amishnah. We have two ladies, shtei yibamot v'yabam echad. So let's say he makes a ma'amar to the first lady, he makes a ma'amar to the second lady, and what does he say over here? En ma'amar achar ma'amar. So you see, according to Ben Azai, also that what the first ma'amar is hal, exactly like the case of Amishnah. We had the one man with two ladies. The first ma'amar is hal, second ma'amar is not hal. So therefore, you see what according to him also ma'amar is koneh. Last case is Rabbi Nehemia. Ditna, we have the Mishnah according to Rabbi Nehemia. Rabbi Nehemia Omer achad be'ila, achad chalitza, ben betchila, ben be'emsa, ben besof. En achareya klum. If you remember, the Rabbi Nehemia Shita at the end of the Mishnah was that after you make a halitza, I don't care when the halitza is. After you make a bi'ah, I don't care when the bi'ah is. It's over. Halitza breaks it, bi'ah is koner, and it's finished. So Gemara says, Veha bi'ah pisula dichma amar shaviyuan banan. Now, over here, these cases over here where you made the bi'ah, some of the cases, if it's not bi'ah b'tchila, it's considered bi'ah pisula, because it's done after a ma'amar, or it's done after a get. Now we have a rule. The bi'ah pisula, the rabbis treat it like a ma'amar. And still what? V'ketani en achareya klum. And you still said, nothing follows it. Which means what? When you make a bi'ah pisula, it's considered like a ma'amar, and it's over. Which means considered a kinyan. So you see what, according to the bina hanya, of our mishnah, that ma'amar is koneh. I repeat this proof again from the fact that he said that when a person makes the bi'ah the yibama, even if he makes it after a ketin or after he makes a ma'amar, which that makes it a bi'ah pisula. Because now, and bi'ah pisula, the Gemara says, is a din of a ma'amar. And you tell me what? In a haria klum. No matter what he does after that, it's worthless. Why? Because the ma'amar is koneh. I mean, the bi'ah pisula is koneh. Then we see the bi'ah haria also holds that ma'amar is koneh. So we found all the shitot over here. Rabban Gamliel, Bet Shammai, Rabbi Shimon, Ben Azai, and Rabbi Nechunya, five shittot, and all say that Ma'amar indeed is Koneh. Baruch Adonai Le'olam.